At 6:30, cloudy, 67 degrees. Good morning, I'm John Durkin, KWGS News. A special taxing district, often tied to economic development, emerges as the leading idea to boost education funding in Tulsa. Tax increment financing districts capture a portion of property tax revenue to subsidize public improvements. TIFs could be set up to direct some of that money to schools. City Councilor Blake Ewing says schools may lose out on some money initially, but TIFs are usually good for all involved.
The property value of an empty field is much less than the property value of a developed, you know, commercial building or something like that. So I think it's an important thing that we should be considering how to do better.
City and Tulsa Public School officials met yesterday to talk about the effects of the continued budget cuts from the state. Forecasters say to be sure and have an umbrella for the next several days. Heavy rain should continue into Saturday. Forecasters say 5 inches of rain will not be out of the question. A flood watch goes into effect tonight. No one is hurt as a small plane goes off the runway at the Jones Riverside Airport. The plane had just landed yesterday afternoon. It was a Spartan School of Aeronautics plane. If the Senate follows suit, your automatic state tax cut is going away.
The Oklahoma House passes legislation to repeal the trigger for a cut in the state's individual income tax rate. The House approved the measure on a 75-12 vote. Now goes to the Senate for final passage. Legislation passed in 2014 provided a mechanism to reduce Oklahoma's top tax rate from 5% to 4.85% when tax collections increased by about $100 million annually. Revenues, though, have plummeted since then, and the state faces a nearly $900 million budget hole. Marshall Stewart, KWGS News.
Broken Arrow State Representative David Brumbaugh's body will lie in repose at the state capitol today. The 56-year-old Republican died suddenly on Saturday. The funeral is set for this Saturday here in Tulsa. Muskogee area officials are looking for clues into the death of two people. Their bodies were found in a home that had burned. There has been no cause of death and no identification at this point. 168 seconds of silence is observed, 1 second for each victim killed in the Oklahoma City bombing. It has now been 22 years since that attack. It's still the worst case of domestic terrorism in the U.S. At yesterday's remembrance was HUD Secretary Ben Carson. He says the day was about healing.
It's also about remembering the promise and the joy of the young and the innocent. And through our sorrow, building a nation that they would be proud to call home.
19 of those killed were children at a daycare center. Our weather forecast, a flood watch for tonight and tomorrow. Showers and storms likely. 72 for a high. Now cloudy in 67. I'm John Durkin, KWGS News.